This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Despite vast improvements in countries such as China and South Korea, the World Health Organization said Tuesday that coronavirus outbreak is far from over in that region. Dr. Takeshi Kasai, WHO Regional Director for the Western Pacific, said Tuesday that the outbreak is going to be a long-term battle. He said every country needs to continue its response. China reported one new death and 48 new cases on Tuesday, none of them locally transmitted. South Korea reported 125 new cases. Kasai said the WHO had no evidence that the rising temperatures of the oncoming summer would slow down the virus, as some had hoped. Italy reported 837 more deaths on Tuesday, bringing its total to 12,428. Spain surpassed China in terms of overall cases. Only the United States has more cases than Italy and Spain. Spain announced 849 new deaths on Tuesday. It was the largest single-day increase since the pandemic began. It boosted Spain's death toll to 8,189. The United Nations is establishing a trust fund to support low- and middle-income countries in responding to the coronavirus pandemic and in recovering from its socioeconomic shock. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the pandemic is the greatest test the world has faced since the formation of the United Nations 75 years ago. He's calling for a large-scale, coordinated, multilateral response amounting to at least 10% of global gross domestic product. There are more than 820,000 confirmed cases worldwide of COVID-19 and at least 40,000 deaths. The virus has been reported in 179 countries. Many of them lack the adequate financial and health resources to contain it. This is VOA News. A Taliban delegation arrived in Kabul on Tuesday to monitor the long-delayed release of their 5,000 detainees under a prisoner swap with the Afghan government, brokered by the United States. This is the first time representatives of the Islamist insurgency have visited the Afghan capital since a U.S.-led military invasion of the country ousted the Taliban from power nearly 19 years ago. The prisoner exchange, which requires the insurgent group to free about 1,000 government detainees, is supposed to lay the ground for peace negotiations between Afghan parties to the conflict. The crucial peace-building steps are outlined in the February 29th agreement that Washington signed with the Taliban in Qatar, which aims to promote a negotiated end to years of a deadly Afghan war. The United States is willing to lift all sanctions against Venezuela in exchange for the formation of a transitional government comprised of allies of President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. That's according to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Tuesday. The plan calls on Maduro and Guaido to hand over power to a five-member council until presidential and parliamentary elections can be held within the next year. Pompeo called on Maduro and Guaido to form a transitional government, which will be tasked with scheduling elections within 6 to 12 months. Pompeo said the U.S. would welcome efforts by Guaido to seek office in future elections, but he maintained the U.S. position that Maduro must go. The oil-rich country's economy, already weakened by a U.S. economic pressure campaign, has been dealt subsequent blows by the coronavirus pandemic and falling oil prices. The coronavirus has also crippled the country's healthcare system. Germany, Britain, and France have facilitated exports of medical goods to Iran in the first use of a mechanism designed to get around U.S. sanctions, according to Germany on Tuesday. A German foreign ministry statement did not specify what types of medical supplies were involved, nor any companies that were part of the action. It said now the system has been used successfully, the two sides would work on more transactions. Iran and a group of five world powers signed a deal in 2015 that restricted Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. After the U.S. withdrew from the deal and imposed sanctions, Iran pressured the European signatories to work around those restrictions to help its battered economy. That pressure included Iran taking a series of steps away from its commitments under the 2015 deal, including caps on uranium enrichment. And Mexico has declared a month-long health emergency with new restrictions on the size of gatherings to contain the surging coronavirus that already exceeds 1,000 cases and 28 deaths. This is VOA News.